Hey, it's Carol Notton from the Acronym Institute here again at the Review Conference in the UN. Again, locked out. We're not allowed in today at all, neither are press. So we have to rely on people coming outside the door to tell us what's going on. There's been lots of shenanigans today, really. Lots of things happening today, really. One of the big issues today, really, has been this weird thing that the UK and France have put forward about international humanitarian law, which confused everybody at first, because it appeared to be that they were saying international humanitarian law is not applicable, you know, at all times. But in fact, they were just flagging that actually it's a detail of law and you have to be careful around the language. So, you know, that caused a bit of a stir at first. But other things are happening, really, are just the same old that we've heard again and again, the same old arguments, people trying to put language in, people trying to take it out, shake it all about, put it back in again. It goes on and on. But I have heard this afternoon that there seems to be a little bit more compromise. You know, people are seeing actually they're going to have to start moving positions slightly. You know, whether that'll happen today or that'll be tomorrow, but we've only got, you know, this afternoon, a couple of hours and two more days to the outcome of this. But there's everything to play for at the moment, absolutely everything to play for. If we can get a decent outcome in the Middle East and we can get something solid, action plan and disarmament, then, you know, we can still see success out of this. So I'm not despairing yet, but, you know, it's not a lot of time yet to go.
Do you expect that this meeting today will stop at 6 o'clock like it's scheduled, or do you think it will go on later?
I think they're going through it fairly quickly. They've taken the whole issue of the Middle East to one side for the moment. So it looks as if they may well get through. They're well through the action plan of disarmament, but they've still got the non-proliferation and peaceful uses to go. So there's a long way to go. But they are moving, I think, at a fair pace today. So it may well finish at 6. But what will happen around that Middle East section, I really don't know, because they've taken it to one side to talk about it separately. Whether they'll try and put that back in today, I don't know, but that might be tomorrow. Now.
And how is, I mean, would that be a sticking point? Is there ways around that? I mean, how has it been dealt with in previous years?
We're in a very different position. You know, we've never tried to do this. The RevCom has never tried to negotiate an action plan outcome document on all three pillars and the Middle East. That's never happened before. In 2000, we had a concrete action plan or 13 steps on the disarmament, but they've never tried to do three like this, plus the whole trying to move forward to the Middle East. But yeah, the Middle East is crucial. You know, if we cannot get something solid that takes the 95, I mean, it's 95 was when that resolution was put forward. 15 years people have waited to actually get some action on it. And if we can't get concrete proposals that will take that forward, then it is going to be an issue whether we can actually have success here. But my understanding is that they are actually progressing on it, that they have got good language, that they are working from the same text. You know, the different nations, you know, the Arab group and the P5 are working from the same text. So therefore, that's positive, that's moving. And if they can get something on that and iron out all the little bits, I think it will give a good boost to success here. Of course, it could work the other way, is that you get success in the Middle East and the deal is that the pressure drops on getting something on disarmament, and we don't want that to happen. So, you know, let's keep up the pressure. NAM, NAC out there, keep up the pressure. Keep going for a solid outcome on action on disarmament that is not weaker than we have at the moment and certainly takes us further on from where we were in 2000.
Thank you.